Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Tim McGann at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Tim, it was that week between two big holidays, and not a whole lot of trade activity took place. We saw a little bit of movement. Give us the summary. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago, Tim?
You bet, Chad. March corn closed down 1.25 cents. And July corn closed down 1.5 cents. March soybeans were up 1.5 cents, while the July was up 1.5 cents as well. March Chicago wheat was up 2.25 cents. March Kansas City wheat was up 5 cents. And March Minneapolis wheat was up 3 cents.
So this being said, you know, between Christmas and New Year's, what were some of the major highlights for news or any sort of things the market discussed here this week, Tim?
You know, Chad, the big news in soybeans was that, when the bean oil fell off, you know, to about a new 6-month low, so that kind of took our beans down here at the beginning of the week. We got a little of that back yesterday, with that about a 55 cent gain back into the soil, so that helped, beans this week. You know, corn, we've talked about it forever and ever. There's plenty of supplies and not a lot of exports, so, corn, we're just kind of in that sideways to down, trend right now, just with this huge crop, another record crop, that we grew this year. And, you know, on the wheat side of things, kind of the same thing. You know, there was a little drought concerns early in the year, but with a heck of a good crop out of Russia and Europe and plenty of supplies, there's just not a lot of new news out there in the market to get things going right at the moment.
Tim, kind of a two-part question on the world front. You said there is some good news, first on the corn, in terms of value out of the Gulf, huh?
Yeah, you bet. Brazil's FOB corn prices, they're jumping a little bit. They're about 26 cents higher than we are in the U.S. Gulf right now. But, you know, that has not translated to any, you know, more export business out of the U.S. yet. So hopefully that does help our Gulf prices quite a bit here as we move forward into 18.
Yeah, and the other question about South America, it seems like some of that weather concern that we were talking about earlier in December seems to be waning a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, hot and dry and over 100 there for a while, and we got a pretty good spike in beans, about a month ago, and now not near as hot as they were talking, and some rain chances, and here we are back on the downward side of things. So, you know, the main risk, like I said, for soybeans over here in the U.S. is crop conditions in South America and Brazil. They're looking favorable now.
All right, let's wrap up and talk a little bit about going into 2018. Yesterday was the last trading day of 2017, so all we have left to do is move forward, and that means seasonal averages, right, Tim?
You bet, Chad. That's what we're working on right now, is trying to get in front of all our customers. You know, we know January through June is typically the best time to do some marketing, and we're working with our enhanced average and our daily swap averages and getting some bushels and some percentages marketed for 18 crop and get that working for us here right after the first of the year.
So why are these seasonal averages such a good thing, Tim?
You know what, Chad? They're safe. You can put a floor in with upside potential and protect your downside. And just that January through June time frame has proven to be typically the best time to market grain anytime throughout the year. And those are the months we kind of focus on.
And it kind of focuses on us getting a plan and actually executing a plan. That's key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Locking in a profit, Chad. You know, we all like to hit a home run, but locking in a profit is key in these years coming.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the information, Tim. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too, Chad. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Again, that's Tim McGann at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Stay warm this weekend. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.